So we've now seen the Medrash read, right? The love of Hashem for the Jews as a nation, but specifically not reading it as a narrative. We've seen the Rashi school, we saw Ibn Ezra as well, as a love song between Hashem and the Jews. We've seen the Rambam Rabbeinu Bechaye school of, it's the soul's love of God. And now, we go a different route. The philosophers. And the truth is that in my notes, I lumped together two. I lumped together Ralbag and Malbim in my notes. And they should really be done separately, I think. So, I don't know, I may divide them into two sub-schools as we go along. You'll see what I mean. But what this layer is about is Shlomo HaMelech's greatest lesson from his wisdom. Remember that back in the book of Malachim, those who learned it with me last year, we talked about Shlomo's many songs. Right? 1,005, which we tried to understand what you meant when you said 1,005, right? That was a nice discussion. But his songs were feats of wisdom, as presented there. They were an illustration of his great wisdom. Well, Shir HaShirim is the song of all of those songs, right? It's Kodesh Kodashim, it's Holy of Holies. So we're going to have to read this as a product of that wisdom, like we said with the Rambam, but also as a guide to wisdom. And that's where the philosophers go. We're going to see Ralbag view Shir HaShirim as a philosophical guide to intellectual growth. That's the way he reads it. Malbim is going to see it as a guide to free the soul from materialism. To get the soul away from materialism. Now, caveat. In the Middle Ages, philosophy is not what it is today. Western philosophy, in the period we're talking about here, which is basically going to be, certainly when we talk about Ralbag, we're talking, 13th, 14th century. Leave aside Malbim, who's later. But Western philosophy during that period encompasses issues that are abstract, what today I think of as philosophy, as well as practical. Everything from how do we know anything, to theology, to study of the physical universe, to astrology, all of that is philosophy. So don't think narrowly how many angels can stand on the head of a pin. Or can God create a rock he can't lift? Like, that's narrow read of philosophy. Everything is in philosophy as far as this period goes. Now, I begin it by bringing the opponent in source number 7. While the philosophers we're talking about, we're going to look at Ralbag, who, as I said, is 13th, 14th century, and later. Apparently, there were those going back to the times of the Gaonim who were already engaged in philosophical reads of Shir HaShirim. And the way we know that is because Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra, in the 11th century, makes fun of that approach. He says, come on, these people read it philosophically, they don't know what they're talking about. Take a look at source number 7, Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra's introduction to Shir HaShirim. He says, Anshei HaMechkar, philosophers, Ho'ilu Leva'er Ze HaSefer Al Sod HaOlam. They explain this book as being about the secret of the world. V'derech Hischabrus HaNeshama HaElyona Im HaGuf Shehu B'Madrega Tachtona, how the soul is connected to the body from the highest level of the soul to the low level of the body. V'acherim Pirshu Al HaMatkonot, and others have explained it regarding the attributes. Spiritual attributes. Ves kulam yisaruach ki hevel hema. All of them should be borne away by the winds because they are hevel. I am not translating hevel until we get to Koheles, but I trust you understand what he means when he says that. Vanity, emptiness, vapor, all the translations you want for hevel. That's what he is saying this is. Ve'ein ha'emes ki amashe etiku kadmonenu zal shezeh ha'sefer al-Knesset Yisrael. He says the truth is only what our predecessors already taught, that this book is about the Jewish nation, and so forth. Ibn Ezra is very shy about disagreeing, and he doesn't really want to offend anybody. He says they don't know what they're talking about. So Ibn Ezra does not like this philosophical read, but that's not going to stop us from learning about it. So we're going to start on Ralbag. Now, I'm going to preface with a little bit of an understanding of who Ralbag was. So if you look at source number 8, Professor Menachem Kellner wrote a translation of Ralbag on Shir HaShirim. You can get parts of it on Google Books. This comes from his introduction to the translation. He's describing Ralbag. Ralbag is also known as Gersonides, son of Gershon, right? Rabbi Levi ben Gershon. So Gersonides, the same way that Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, Maimonides, Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, Nachmanides. So this is Gersonides. Gersonides stands at the intersection of three worlds. A learned and devoted Jew, his major philosophical scientific teachers were Muslims. Although he worked in close scientific, astronomical, and astrological cooperation with Christians, and was, at the very least, aware of some developments in Latin philosophy. For Gersonides, Song of Songs was unique, the only book in the Bible written to teach the ultimate truth of the universe to the elite, while being of no outward benefit to the masses. As far as Ralbag is concerned, Shir HaShirim is Shlomo talking to other Shlomos. That's really the idea. Shlomo is trying to teach us how to achieve ultimate wisdom. That's the idea. Now, when Ralbag does this, when he goes about writing his translation / commentary, he uses philosophical terms that I barely understand. Some of them are sort of the traditional ones, like the active intellect and form and structure and things like that, and some of them are more esoteric than that. I'm not going to try to go into them. I think we can still grasp what he does with Shir HaShirim on some level, even without the intricate philosophy. I mean, we would need probably 2 or 3 hours of just philosophy lessons in order to really grasp on a deeper level. We're not going there. But what we are going to try to do is just get a sense of, so what is this book as Ralbag reads it? How do we understand the ebb and flow? Who is who in the book? The daughters of Yerushalayim, the guards, who is Shlomo in this book? And Ralbag is going to give you an entirely different read, like nothing you've seen before, and like nothing that you see after. This is a Ralbag read. So take a look at source number 9, where you get his introduction. First, he's going to tell us in his introduction what he thinks of the other views of what Shir HaShirim is about. He is certainly aware of the Medrash read, as you'll see. He's certainly aware of the Rambam's read. Take a look. He says, Ra'inu kol ha-biurim asher beiru ba'akadmonim. We've seen all the explanations of all the early ones. Mimi she'igia elenu divrehem. His words reached us. Hochim mahalach hadrashim. They go on the path of homiletics. There's that word again. I think we used it last week as well. Going in the path of homiletics, meaning that they have these nice lessons that they draw from the text. And this includes the path of those who say the opposite, chiluf, the opposite of the actual intent of the book. She says, these are fine ideas. You want to talk about God's love for the Jewish people, the Jewish people's love for God, Jewish history, you know, sin, redemption, those are wonderful things, and they have immense value. But it's not what Shir HaShirim means. Stop pretending that this is what Shir HaShirim is talking about. It's not what Shir HaShirim is talking about. These are fine ideas. Teach them in their own book. Don't put them on Shir Hashirim. Shir Hashirim is something else. Got it? Honestly, I feel the same way about his commentary, but Nunu. Yes, Janine.
Just trying to remember, last week, who was it that talked about the a conversation going on between man's inner thoughts and whatever? Was that Rav Bach?
That was Ibn Ezra.
Ibn Ezra.
Yeah, that was Ibn Ezra saying that the daughters of Jerusalem are the thoughts. Yeah, of the Ra'aya. Yeah. So, in source number 10, Ralbag lays out for us in his commentary at the very beginning of the book what Shlomo is doing here. Shlomo is presenting a guide to using your mind. That's what it's about. Now, I'm going to do my best here in terms of some of the philosophical terms he's going to invoke. You are free to Google away and see what you can do with it. Yadua sheShlomo alav haShalom tikein mishalim harbei v'shirim rabim. It's known that Shlomo prepared many parables as well as many poems, right? This is, again, it says so explicitly in Malachim. Ulazeh amar bezeh pasuk, and that's why it says in the opening sentence, Shir HaShirim asher leShlomo, Lefi Aniglabo, according to the clear, the evident layer, Shazeh Ashir Hu Hanivchar Shebishirim Asher Tiknam Shlomo. This is the best of the poems Shlomo composed. Shir HaShirim, right, we said, the poem of all poems, Asher LeShlomo, composed by Shlomo. So far, so good. Ve'ein Safek Shekulam Hayu Me'ashrim El HaShlemus HaMechuvan Ba'adam. He says, all of Shlomo's poems, all of Shlomo's parables were meant to guide the reader to the perfection that is intended for a person. Imel Shlemus HaRishon, Imel Shlemus HaAchron, Imel Shneim Yachad. Some of them are first steps to get to initial perfection. Some of them are about later steps to get to higher levels of perfection. Some of them are about all of the layers. But he says it has to be. Shlomo didn't write poems, Beruach HaKodesh, for fun. These are instruction. They're with divine inspiration. He says, Ki ein mechok hamedabrim Beruach HaKodesh, ledaber b'shirim asher yitugnu l'amshich ha'adam el pu'ulos hamagunos. He says, you're not going to find somebody compose poems using divine inspiration in order to draw a person to disgraceful behavior. O b'shirei ha'havalim, or with shirim, songs of hevel, of, again, however you want to translate hevel. V'ha'kizavim, and falsehoods. Asher lo yamshichu ha'adam el hadvarim shera'ui she'ye'ehevu, which will not bring a person to the things that a person is supposed to love. Or to distance a person from that which a person should be distant from. He says, if Shlomo is going to have divine inspiration that's going to lead him to compose all of these poems and all of these parables, it's going to be to teach something of value, to get people where they need to go. That's what it's going to be for. And now he says, Lizeh Amru Razal, Shekol Hashirim Kodesh, Veshir Hashirim Kodesh Kadoshim. And so he says, the sages said, all poems are holy, and Shir Hashirim is holy of holies. Except that's not what the line was, right? If you go back to, where was it that we quoted the line earlier, about this being Kodesh Kadoshim? Was it in the Rambam? No, it was in Rabbeinu Bachaye, in source number 6. Kolaksuvim Kodesh. Vishir Hashirim Kodesh Kadashim. The way Rabbeinu Bachaye said it, it was a comparison of Tanakh with Shir Hashirim. Tanakh is holy, Shir Hashirim is holy of holies. The way that Ralbag brings the line is that it's a comparison of Shir Hashirim with Shlomo's other poems. All of his poems are holy, and Shir Hashirim is holy of holies. Interesting note. In any case, he says, Yirtzu Bazeh, the meaning of this, calling Shir HaShirim Holy of Holies, is meant to teach, Shekol HaShirim Asher LeShlomo Kodesh, that all of Shlomo's songs are holy, Kimei Elu HaShirim Diber Bazeh HaPasuk, because that text meaning the text in Malachim was talking about Shlomo's poems. Ulefi zel, or maybe it means that line about song, oh, poems being holy. It's talking about Shlomo's poems. Ulefi zos hakavana heir lefi aremes ba'omro li Shlomo al shem hamachaber. And that's why it says the poem of Shlomo specifically. The meaning it's trying to tell us this is composed by Shlomo, and Shlomo is holy of holies. That's the idea. Clear? Follow? Okay. So, Moish, thanks for writing. I'm sure I'm going to get more from you later. That's what Rabbag believes is the first meaning of saying Shir HaShirim Asher LeShlomo. It is the poem of Shlomo, the one who is going to lead a person to this kind of development that we are meant to achieve, to Shlemut. However, he then says, there's another layer here. Ve'ulam, however, lefi hachikui asher yinhag bo bezeh ha-sefer, according to the metaphor that is used in this book. That's a funny word. Chikui lechakot is to imitate. So, according to the metaphor that is in this book, Haya Amro Lishlomo Meir al Hasechel Hahiyulani. Now we're getting into the Greek thought. He says, when it says Lishlomo, it's a reference to the Hilik intellect. The Hilik intellect, which I think is the term I used there in my translation. What is the Hilik intellect? So Professor Kellner helps us out. He says it's the human ability to learn. So what it's saying here is the Hilik intellect, the human's ability to learn, and what it's trying to say is Ukiilu Yomar Shezeha Shir Hu Hanibchar Shebishirim Asher Yaishiru El Masha Yaus El Hasechel. This is the choicest of poems in guiding a person to that which is good for the intellect, that which is appropriate for the intellect, v'atzlachaso, and for its success. V'yihye omro lishlomo, and when it says, of Shlomo, me'ir al hanosei asher yachkor bo bazeh ha-sefer, v'hu ha-sechel ha-hiyulani. He says, it's saying, this is the poem of poems about the Hilik intellect. Shlomo there is a reference to the, in other words, Li Shlomo means about this ability to learn. That's what he says. This whole book is about how to access and how to use your ability to learn for the sake of your philosophical growth. Clear? No. Okay, so we got... I was very worried you were going to say yes, because I didn't want to accuse you of lying.
I don't get it at all.
Oh, well, you see nothing yet. it's a lot more not to get.
It's clear, just don't ask us to repeat it.
I mean, what we're going to get out of this, and we only have a couple of minutes left, so it's going to obviously continue next time, not to terrify anybody. But what he's going to try to show us is that the goal of Shir HaShirim is to teach you how to achieve knowledge of Hashem. And that it's really hard to do that. And so he's going to teach us how to get rid of the obstacles to our intellectual growth. And that will teach us how to grow intellectually. Dahlia, I saw your note in the chat about how the soul is what's supposed to love Hashem that way. He's not dealing in love of Hashem. He's dealing in knowledge of Hashem. And and it's all about the intellect. That's where Rabbag is going with this. Now, when he says, Shlomo here is a reference to the Hilik intellect, that's not quite where he's going to end up. You'll see, he's going to give us this whole description of Shlomo. Shlomo is going to be the intellect overall. But basically, I'll tell you now, and we're going to come back to it next week, because it's silly for me to start reading source number 11. But I'll give you a little bit of an overview. The female in Shir HaShirim, according to Ralbag, is the hilik intellect, this ability to learn. The male, the dode, is the active intellect, what he calls Sechel HaPoel. What the active intellect means is an extreme problem. It's a term that gets used a lot in the writings of Ralbag's circle, and everyone seems to mean something different when they use the term. I think all we need to understand active intellect for the purposes of our study is that it's a more evolved form of intellect than the hilik intellect. The hilik intellect is the beginner, it's the starter set, and then the evolved form is the active intellect. Janine.
Doesn't Ramban speak about helos and inspirations as a potential Hashem, Bria versus Asiya, where Hashem creates the potential in everything to become what it's going to become.
Right. The problem.
So that's what it means here too, the potential.
It could, but there's a lot more to that. The problem is that this term helos is used by the Greeks in different ways. If you were there when I gave the shiur on beauty, and I talked about this other world in which the perfect triangle and the perfect shade of green and so on exists, that is also associated with helos. Like, I'm not a Greek philosopher, I'm not even a philosopher, so I've learned enough to be dangerous, but not enough to really claim that I understand it. So that's the problem. So what we're going to do next week, God willing, is bang our heads against the Ralbag for a while, and then we'll get to Malbim, who's a lot easier to understand and can take us through the book in a way that I think creates a clear narrative. Thank you very much, everyone. Looking forward to next week. Be well.